Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's
Shiraz Raymond.
Rose down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade. Cause the boys in the front office are always hard. Come talking that trash in the pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, skin, I ain't said spit.
The John Daniels Show is brought to you by Evan Williams Bourbon and BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
All right, joining us right now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline is our buddy John Daniels. Now, we normally do this on Monday, but we're doing it on Wednesday, John, because of circumstances that obviously were very tough on everybody as news came down Monday afternoon that Tyler Skaggs of the Angels had passed away. The Angels had come into town. They were beginning to start a series with you and with you guys. And obviously there's so much emotion and it's such a heavy situation. It affects both teams. It affects fan bases and so many people. So I think where I'd like to start with this is just kind of how something like this, when it does happen, what do you guys do? You know, how are the decisions made that impact when you play and when you don't play? What happens in something like this?
Sure. Well, I mean, first off, there is no kind of true protocol or handbook and no real training on it. I think ultimately you do both individually and as an organization, ultimately the league, you just do it kind of what's right and right by, first off, like the family and then the extended family, the organization, the people that know the player. And so that's really what happened. We got a call from Major League Baseball in the afternoon of Monday, probably around 2:30 or so. I happened to be sitting down there with Woody, and we didn't really have any details. They didn't have much information at the time, but they told us the news and just that the Angels were going to look to postpone the game, and if we were okay with that. And obviously, we just said yes, absolutely. We kind of gave ownership a heads up, and then. We just wanted to do whatever we could to make it as easy on the Angels and people around the Skaggs family as we could. And so for the short term, that was just, making sure they had whatever they needed here locally, whatever support we could provide them, both at the ballpark and then in the community. And then one of the more uneasy parts was just, we had this information and yet they weren't ready. They had to contact the family and other people and they get their statement ready. And so, we probably knew about it for an hour or so before we could say anything because it wasn't our news to break. It wasn't something that we wanted to be out there on. We wanted to just accommodate them as best we could. And so there was a little bit, we had to kind of feign going about our business, and then you know, where the media was in the clubhouse and some of those things where it felt a little awkward, but it was the right thing to do because, you know, again, we didn't want it to be coming out from anybody but the right people at the right time.
It's so, it's just such a bizarre situation aside from the tragedy because, you know, it obviously impacts you guys. It impacts you guys emotionally. It impacts you a lot of different ways. The impact it's going to have on the guys that you're playing is going to be all season long. I mean, it's going to be, you just don't know until you're in something like that. I can't imagine, you know, how you compartmentalize and then go and compete and do those things. But when you're on the other side, like you guys were, and you're impacted emotionally, but then you're trying to figure out what to do next, how do you guys let your team know what has happened, what's going to take place? How did you guys choose to do that?
So we had Woody pulled the team together. We cleared the clubhouse and the media and announced a team meeting. That was probably about, I don't know, an hour, 15, an hour and a half after we'd originally heard. And you know, Woody pulled the team together and let them know kind of what we knew. And on top of it, you know, invited them to kind of reach out to their Angels counterparts and, you know, that we were going to do whatever we could organizationally, but certainly encourage them to do whatever they could individually. And we were canceling, you know, the rest of the day. You know, there wasn't going to be any BP or on field work, and encourage everybody to go home, be with their families. And then, you know, the next day there was, you know, everybody kind of got together again after BP, just kind of check in. We had you know, team chaplain was around and you know, you saw some guys kind of providing support to each other. We have a few players that knew Tyler personally. Jesse Chavez was a teammate of his. And, mm-hmm. So, you know, that was really, we let them know and then just tried to provide any sort of support that they may need.
So, John, before the show, we were kind of just getting ready and we were talking sports and goofing off and about to go in there, and Skin goes, "Oh no, Matt Bush is, going to need Tommy John." That kind of came out of nowhere. He was in Double A. Seemed like he was progressing pretty nicely, and another setback for him.
Yeah, I mean, that was a real blow, negative news for us yesterday. He had he'd been doing really, really well coming back, and you know, what had happened was he had a partial tear of his ligament last year, and for a variety of factors, he was a good candidate to try what they call an internal brace, which is basically they repair the current ligament rather than replace it. And it cuts if it's successful, it cuts the recovery time, you know, pretty close to in half. And he was doing great, had no signs of any issues, was kind of mowing him down. And we were thinking about bringing him up, you know, probably soon after the All-Star break. Apparently, he started feeling a little bit of stiffness here the last week or 10 days. And then 2 days ago, I guess he woke up and it was really stiff and kind of locked up on him. Got an MRI yesterday, came in, and Dr. Meister met with him. And unfortunately, the MRI showed a pretty complete tear of the ligament. And so, you know, it's to the degree where there's really no rehab option. You know, he can determine whether or not he wants to have surgery, and he has decided that he does. And, I'll tell you what, I was really blown away by his reaction to it. You know, it's tough news to see somebody get. And he had, you know, he said he spent a couple of days in Frisco with Hunter Pence, and he said Hunter really helped him with his mindset and being positive. But he said, "Listen, because I've been through a lot worse, and obviously, you know, he's had some difficulties in his life, spent some time in jail, and then he had." You know, he said with the Tyler Skaggs news, he really brings perspective. He's like, "Yeah, I can get through this." So, you know, we'll certainly look to support him. You know, it's a challenging road, challenging rehab, but he's looking forward to getting after it.
And you mentioned Hunter Pence there. What's the latest you can give us on him? And I did see the news that he won't be playing in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, this is one that's like right on the line. You know, he ran We're in Tampa and felt good, and then he got out on a rehab assignment on his last at bat. It kind of the groin kind of gave him a little shock, and he got an MRI, and unfortunately there was no additional damage. You know, he didn't further the injury, but it showed it was probably about 80 or so percent healed, but there's still that last little bit, and that was just kind of the body's way of telling him, hey, we're not 100% yet. And, you know, Hunter, he's going to go all out when he's out there. So just in talking to him, talking to Woody, you know, we all kind of agreed, like, it probably was pushing it a little quickly to go out and play in the All-Star game. And Hunter said that, you know, his entire focus is, as much as he wants to play in the game, he wants to, you know, go to the playoffs. He wants to, like, do what he can with his teammates here. So decided that he was going to, you know, step out of the game. He'll still go. He'll be honored. He'll represent the club. He'll take BP, all that. And then we'll look when we get back against Houston. You know, hopefully he'll be just about ready to go out on a rehab assignment then.
John Daniels joining us on the Ben and Skin Show here. So not that I think there's any one way to characterize this, but I'd love to hear the way you characterize it. Because if you go out this time of year and read articles in The Athletic or whatever, it's here's the buyers and here's the sellers. And of course, you guys are right there in the wild card chase and people are talking about you. But the way that they're talking about you is the Rangers will figure out what they need to do in the next 2.5 weeks, because the schedule gets really tough with these games against the Twins and the Astros and et cetera and et cetera. Is that accurate, or do you feel like you know what your team is at this point and you guys know what you need to do either one way or the other, and the next 2 or 3 weeks doesn't have an impact on that?
It's probably in between. I mean, the next 2 or 3 weeks do have an impact, but it's as much as it is about how the team plays and our record in those games, and it's going to be a challenge. We got, you know, some of the best in the league to go up against: Minnesota, Houston, we got Oakland, we got you know, just about everybody. We haven't played the Yankees yet. And we get, you know, some of the best in the AL. But as much as it is that, it's more about the opportunities, right? I mean, I don't think this is like a situation where we're, you know, it's traditional buy, sell, and you're only going to do one or the other. I think, you know, we're going to look to get better. And that both means this year, but as well as, like, looking forward. And there might be opportunities. I would look at, like, I'm not suggesting we do the same thing, but look what Tampa Bay did last year. And, you know, everybody at the time, the story was that they traded Chris Archer. Well, you know, well, yes, they did, but they got Glasnow and Meadows and Baz, and they traded for Tommy Pham. And, you know, I mean, they're huge contributors to their club, and they're rolling. They're one of the great teams in the league right now. So I think there's a lot of different things out there. We got to explore all of them, and that'll determine which way we go, as much or more than, you know, a winning streak or a losing streak here or there.
So the Mavericks just signed a guy named Boban, and he's the tallest guy in the NBA. And it had me thinking, JD, and at least in your tenure here, who is the tallest Ranger that you've had? And my guess is Cameron Lowe.
I think it was actually Chris Young.
Ah.
I think it was Chris Young I'll blame it on it. I think Thad might have traded him back in like 06. You can never trust Thad. He always did stuff like that.
Thad loved Adam Eaton. I remember that.
Yeah, he couldn't get enough of him. I tried to talk him out of it. Wouldn't listen. Yeah, we traded CY. But yes, I mean, he was quite literally an NBA prospect. In fact, the Sacramento Kings had, I think in 04, had offered him a 3-year deal, and we ended up extending him when he was a rookie. Just to keep him from playing in the NBA. And now he's working for Major League Baseball, so it certainly worked out.
And also, I mean, you did mention Minnesota earlier, and you just mentioned Thad. A big series in Minnesota over the weekend. Now, does Thad put you, like, in the presidential suite? Does he treat you well, or or are you in just some corner? How does that work out?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say that this is his third year in Minnesota, and I'm not going to make it up this weekend. I've yet to make it up.
What a slight. What are we doing here, John?
That's a bad job on my part. I got the kind of some weekend plans with the family and take advantage of that. So I would love to go up there and see him, and definitely need to make a point to do that.
Hey, man, we really appreciate, you jumping on this week. You guys had a lot going on over there, and it was very heavy. But we appreciate you being on today, and hopefully you can enjoy the holiday weekend with the family.
All right, guys. Thanks, as always.
There he goes, John Daniels, every week here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.